Call the April 7th, 2009 Planning Commission meeting to order. Commissioner Sturdivant, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Yes, please join me.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Suzanne, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Chairperson Jack?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Moreno?
Here.
Commissioner Bentz?
Present.
Commissioner Colomarino?
Present.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Aki.
Commissioner Sturdivant?
Here.
Commissioner Ward?
Here.
All present.
Thank you.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Colomarino?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward?
Yes.
Chairperson Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Thank you. This portion of the meeting is reserved for anyone wishing to talk about any subject that the commission has jurisdiction over that is not on the agenda this evening. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes. When you address the commission, please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. Seeing none? Okay. Planning Commission business. Do we have anything? Okay. Consent calendar. There is none. Good. I have an approval for a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Yes, there is a. We have a motion from Commissioner Benz.
A second.
And a second from Commissioner Schmidt. And we need a little discussion because there is an error. Yes, Commissioner Moreno?
On page 5, twice, you have Keith Regan. It's actually Keith Vreken. You might want to check the spelling. I believe it's V as in Victor, R-E-E-K-A-N. So it's not Keith Regan, it's Keith Vreken, and it's in two places there.
And then on page 2, second paragraph, and where it says 2009 training rules, I think it was just 2000 training for the commission. I don't think there were any rules that we were talking about.
So, maker of the motion approves the changes.
A second.
So does a second.
Thank you. Do I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Bentz?
Yes.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Colomarino?
Yes.
Commissioner Sturdivant?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Moreno?
Yes.
Chairperson Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Thank you. Let's see. The next item on the agenda would be a tree removal permit for San Andreas Avenue. Could I have a staff report?
As part of a route to school that the kids from the high school can walk on for safe access. Currently, there's some walking in the road and on the shoulder, and we believe this will make it a safer path. So the extent of the project reaches from Navajo Avenue here all the way down San Andres to the high school. There is some existing sidewalk in front of the high school, so this will be an extension and connection of that. Majority of the tree removals are located in this location here. There's one tree proposed for removal here. We're not constructing any sidewalks or doing any improvements there, but currently the tree forces kids out into the right-of-way, and so we felt that it would be a good idea to remove it at this time for safety. So these are the proposed frontage improvements, which I believe you got a copy of with your staff report. And as you can see, the trees are located in the right-of-way and are blocking the proposed improvements. These are some pictures of the trees to be removed. The two sycamores that are proposed to be removed have been poorly pruned and are in poor health. Based on our knowledge of these trees, there's existing power lines that go above the trees, and so PG&E requires that these trees be maintained under the power lines for safety in terms of their lines and anything happening during storms or any event like that. These are the two live oaks that are proposed for removal. As you can see, this one as well has conflicts with the power lines and is in the middle of where the proposed sidewalk would be. This tree back here would be also in the way of the improvements and has potential future issues with the power lines as well. And this is the tree that forces kids out on the bend into the right-of-way, which is proposed for removal. So as always, there is payment required into the tree mitigation fund, even for city projects, because it's a unique fund set aside for trees and tree projects. So we do transfer, in this case, $2,716.67 into the mitigation fund for these removals. And we do believe the Planning Commission can make the finding that the trees are obstructing proposed improvements that can't be redesigned to accommodate the trees. And we are recommending that the Planning Commission approve the requested removal. And that concludes staff's presentation. Our Deputy Public Works Director is here if you have any questions for him.
Thank you. Is any discussion necessary? Commissioner Schmidt? Sure.
Of staff?
Travel lane. However, we're looking at a four-foot standard in the future with an update of our engineering standards.
Are any of the fencing is going to have to be replaced?
A lot of the fencing along the project will have to be moved back to the right-of-way. And we've worked with all the landowners along this area where the fencing has to be moved to make sure that they know what's going on and that those fences will be moved, where the fences will be moved to.
I noticed the lath that representing the right-of-way right there. So it's going to be pushed back to the lath line then or behind it?
That's correct. Okay. To the left.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, is there any discussion? Could I have a motion for approval?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt Resolution PC 2009-0013 to approve the request to remove five native trees and in the San Andres right-of-way, subject to the conditions of approval.
Suzanne, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Mm-hmm. Vice Chairperson Moreno?
Yes.
Commissioner Bentz?
Yes.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward?
Yes.
Commissioner Colamarino?
Yes.
Commissioner Sturdivant?
Yes.
Chairperson Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Okay, thank you. Public hearing. Relative to a conditional use permit, do we have any ex parte that needs to be disclosed at this time? And I'll start from my left, Commissioner Ward, and move to my right.
None.
I visited the site, but I didn't speak with anybody.
None.
I did not contact anyone directly.
No ex parte.
None.
No ex parte.
Okay. Could I get a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you. This next item before you is a parking reduction request for the existing Paloma mini market located on the corner of El Camino and Viejo Camino. So the project is located here in this triangular-shaped parcel at the corner. It currently exists as a drive-through mini market location. The owners are hoping to... So based on our code requirements, they would need 8 spaces. They've designed the site as best they could to meet accessibility requirements and all of our turnaround requirements for vehicles. And we determine there's a maximum of 3 spaces that can be placed on the site once that occurs. This is a site plan showing the 2 spaces here for regular spaces, a turnaround area, and the handicap accessible space in this location. We have conditioned, as part of the project, that they provide enhanced landscaping along this frontage here, as the parking spaces currently exist and are proposed to be closer than our 10-foot setback required. But we do feel it's important to get that additional parking space into the project. Our Public Works Department also went out and looked at it and is requiring red curbs 20 feet back from the curb cut, which lands approximately here, for safety reasons. Currently, there's some driveways located here, so cars don't park along there. In this location, no cars park there, even though it's not parked red, because it just seems like an unsafe place to park. So there are a number of findings that you need to make for a conditional use permit. I believe there's an additional finding in your staff report for the parking reduction, which is allowed through this conditional use permit. And staff is recommending that the Planning Commission adopt this resolution. While parking will be tight, there are some on-street parking opportunities, and we believe that it won't damage the function of the neighborhood or any existing properties by allowing the parking reduction. And that concludes staff's presentation. The applicant's available in the audience if you have any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Commissioner Colomarino?
The parking on the street, where would it be that you contemplate?
There's currently a driveway location here. The red curbs would come to approximately here, so there are some opportunities to park along here.
That's El Camino Real there?
Yeah, on El Camino. There are also some opportunities along Viejo Camino because this driveway will be closed as part of the project. And, of course, there's parking adjacent to the next-door properties as well along the street.
So there, I went out there. There's a street that runs along that side, southeast side of the property?
No, this is another property, but there's street parking in front of this property as
well. In front of the property. Okay.
Viejo Camino. We haven't noticed that same sort of parking along El Camino in this location.
Now, the plan that's under consideration would involve physically changing this structure to make it more a walk-in mini-mart rather than a drive-through. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that's not necessarily the project in front of you, but that's causing the request in front of you for the reduced parking.
Now, is there an expectation that there's going to be more pedestrian traffic going to this new structure renovated structure?
I believe the applicant can best answer that. I know that they currently receive a lot of pedestrian traffic based on their location and proximity to the adjacent apartment complexes.
And you mentioned something about landscaping, that you want enhanced landscaping or something. Could you just go over that? I didn't quite get what you said.
Sure. Currently, our code requires a 10-foot landscape setback between all parking areas and the street frontage. It currently doesn't exist like that, and we don't necessarily want to meet that requirement simply because of the reduced parking. We don't want to have to go down to two parking spaces on the entire site. So what we've asked for is some enhanced landscaping along this area. So no turf or any high water users, some sort of lower drought-tolerant shrubs that sort of help hide the parking area a little bit.
And that's for just aesthetic reasons?
Correct.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Do you know if there was an attempt to get an easement on the parcel to the southeast?
I don't believe there was an attempt for a parking easement. Is that what you'd be referring to?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't believe so. It's a vacant parcel, and there's no development plans, and we do know that there are some wetland areas in that vicinity. I'm not sure where they might lie in relation to that vacant property, but it would take maybe a little bit more than an easement in that particular situation.
Okay, thank you.
Any others? Seeing none, I'll ask the applicant to approach the podium and give us a little background here. Please state your name.
My name is Munif Tayan, and I'm the owner of the property and the store together. And I have partners, Mr. Saman and my brother. We bought the property in July, and since then until now, it's been, it's nice to say, failure after failure. And we breathe in fumes. That's one thing. I invested a lot of money in that place, everything I had. I have loans. I put all my money in it. Only thing, I need your help. The only thing that could help me is to close that site. I'm willing to work on the outside as much as you want. I'm willing to do anything you want on the outside, anything with your codes and with your regulation, I will work with it. But I need to close those doors. We experiencing a lot of theft, a lot of people who come into the drive-through, one of them jump in, grab a 12-pack of beer and jump to the car, run away with it. Who's going to follow them? I'm not a cop. I mean, at least we have more control if we have the doors closed. People will have more fear of opening the door, running out of the door with a 12-pack of beer. But this happened, and we have a tape to show you. Probably one of you have seen that tape, or we've showed it to the cops. I mean, we just tried we're trying to do business in this town. Just all what we need is your help. And I'm willing, like I said, to do anything. Any engineering plan you want, I'm willing to spend more money. But I just cannot shut the doors and walk away.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for the applicant?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cayenne.
Do you know how long that facility has been located on that corner?
Yes, probably 17 years.
17 years, yeah.
I heard.
And has there been any problems with pedestrian traffic or any problems with accidents at that site?
Not what I know of, but I know a lot of people are afraid to walk in that place because they think it's only at first drive-through. Second one, I hate to go in it because you'd be in the middle. I mean, our space area to walk in is just as limited as this much, and the rest is for the cars. I mean, I'm not sure if somebody drove through it before. You can't walk next to it to the coolers.
Thank you.
I don't know how, tell you the truth, I don't know how the ABC allowed me to have a liquor license in there. I mean, this is the only drive-through liquor store in California. Altadena used to be in L.A. I'm in L.A. for 25 years myself. I'm raised in L.A. Altadena was in L.A., and that they shut it down. And there's no way ABC could, I mean, I don't know how that overpassed them. How would somebody have drive-through liquor store? It blew me. When they approved me, I'm like, I know the regulation too well. I have 8 liquor licenses. That's not my only liquor license. I have 8 other stores. But this is my headache, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm not sure it was bad investment or what I do to myself. But I'm not a failure. I'm not a person to just walk away, tell you the truth. I'm not going to explain to you my life story, but this is what I am. I'm a person who will fight, but, I mean...
Very good. Are there any other questions, Mr. Cayenne?
Yes, I have a question.
Commissioner Calamarino?
Have you been... Are you anticipating getting much pedestrian...
Unless they want to watch a kino, or we have, like, a storybook to read, and we don't have any of that. It's in, out, and no chat either. So... most of us, we're going to expect apartments to walk into our place. That's probably the most we're going to need.
Are you planning to change your product line at all with the renovations you're making?
We will try to do everything liquor store has. I mean, my other stores, I have, name it. But in this store, it's limited. We're going to keep just mini mart and liquor store. That's it. I mean, what else are you going to add? I don't think we're going to sell Dom Briana in this place.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Cayenne.
Thank you.
I'll bring it back to the commission for deliberation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Planning Commission adopt Resolution PC 2009-0014, approving PLN 2009-1320, Conditional Use Permit 2009-20239, based on findings and subject to conditions of approval.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Based on the comments of the applicant, it's the end of an era. No more drive-through liquor stores. I'd like to congratulate you on the work that you've done in redesign and working with the constraints that you have on the property and trying to get it to comply with the rules that we have. And the change will be a definite improvement for that area of town, and thank you so much.
I'd just like to add one comment to that and appreciate your attitude toward working with the commission in that. Thank you. Any other?
Yes,
Commissioner
I'd like to.
Calamarino?
I'd like to add the observation that eliminating this distinction of Atascadero's having the only drive-through liquor store in the state is something that's noteworthy, a milestone perhaps, and maybe one that we're going to be glad that we have arrived at. So I'm inclined to support the motion.
Okay. Are we ready for a motion? Someone make a motion
it
to
has
approve?
Been moved
oh,
seconded.
I'm sorry. Before I do mine, is anyone have anything that I'd like to ask? And I guess this time we can just kind of start down with Commissioner Schmidt and kind of give a brief recap on your experience at attending the League of California Cities training sessions. Just a few brief comments on it would be appreciated.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. There was a lot to see and a lot to learn. One of the real benefits was being with my fellow commissioners in a different environment than up here on the dais, and just being able to talk about other things besides city business. And so it was very good. I particularly enjoyed the seminars that dealt with CEQA issues and what was presented forward. It was very interesting to hear the case laws, things that have changed and are affecting the way CEQA operates within our within the state.
Okay. Commissioner Sturdivant?
Yes, I too really enjoyed getting to know each of the commissioners away from the city and away from the environment here and Warren, and just to get some information on many different things. There we had the EIR we talked about. We talked about ethics, which was a lot different in some detail than what I thought it meant from what I thought ethics meant. But what I really came away with the most was how important this public process is. And I guess I never really thought about it that way. I just never realized how it worked and why it was so important that we discuss issues in an open forum. We do not discuss ahead of time. We get public comment. The whole process of it being open and honest, and that just that was a real eye opener for me, because this is a new venue for me. So, really, it was very very interesting, and it was very challenging too, just to think about keeping it fair and open and honest. So, it was a very good conference.
Very good, Vice Chairperson Moreno.
Thank you. Very informative, and I will say that in attending the session on how to run a meeting. Come to find out that we do a darn good job here in Atascadero, from staff, you know, everyone just very professional, very respectful of one another. The reports are just, you all do a tremendous job in what you've been sending us.
Thank you. Commissioner Benz?
I echo what all the prior commissioners have said. One of the things that impressed me the most was getting to know each individual commissioner personally and understanding their background and the reasons that they're sitting at this table, and how everyone is in agreement that we believe in that open process and having the public have the opportunity to present its side of the story without someone having already made up their minds, and how important it is for us to keep our minds unmade until we hear all of the public testimony that needs to be made in that. So I'm really happy to be a member of this commission. I respect each and every member of the commission, and I know they respect me too. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Colomarino?
First, I'd just like to thank the chairman for the opportunity to address this topic and talk about it, because I think it really was a very important set of meetings for me personally, and I think for all of us. It struck me as the ideal orientation for a new planning commissioner, and most of us are new to this. The timing couldn't have been better. I mean, we had had a few meetings, so we had an idea of what we're doing, but we didn't have really a full understanding maybe of all the dimensions to it. And we were able to go there and, with the knowledge we have, I think relate very well to all that we were informed about with respect to the role that we have, the place that the Planning Commission holds in municipal government in this state, the intricacies of the Brown Act, the challenges of dealing with CEQA, the ethical issues, and the whole quasi-judicial aspect of this job. I'm a lawyer, and I really had no idea the extent to which this job involves being a judge. And I started to sense that in the first few meetings, and then when we went there, it really came through even more clearly that we are United States, and in this state, it was a real eye opener for me, and then the opportunity for us to bond together, I think, was also a unique and valuable one. So, all things considered, I mean, it greatly surpassed my expectations, and I think it will enhance my ability to carry out my responsibilities on the commission.
Thank you. Commissioner Ward?
Yes, thank you. Well, first of all, I want to echo and add my voice to that of my fellow commissioners. And for the taxpayers and property owners of this city that might be watching this on television, this was money and time well spent. And I was the only thing that impressed me more than the different seminars we went to was the quality of thinking in the background of my fellow commissioners. So I came away with one overall impression, and that is that this commission is going to serve this city very well, and the citizens are going to be very proud of what we do. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have challenges. One of the things that I came away with was the complexity of, and I think Commissioner Colomarino and I had a couple of discussions how, in some respect, the management of a city is more complex than managing a corporation. I came from the corporate side of thing, and for years I just thought, well, hell, running a city is nothing, you know. Just got a couple of politicians in a smoke-filled room that make decisions. And this, and reviewing the Brown Act and the level of ethics and the standards that city governments have to meet, it was just an eye-opener, and I would like to think that at some point in the future that our legislators in Sacramento would have to meet that similar standard. If they did, we would not be in the trouble we are today. But one other thing, I just had a real appreciation for some of the issues that prior to, I'll have to admit, I had some heartburn over. And when I understood the background and the whys and wherefores, I can tell you I'm going to do a lot less whining about them in the future. So,
thank you, Commissioner Ward. The first thing I'd like to say is I'd like to thank each one of the commissioners for the attendance of all of the classes, and the opportunities and the willingness to discuss their own feelings and where they're coming from and how they got here and where we see the city going. This is the second time that I've been to a training session at the League of California Cities, and I think you can argue about the cost and the rest of it, but both times that I've made the trip, it is the bonding with your commissioners, fellow commissioners, and getting to understand where they're coming from and why they've volunteered to accept this particular role. And I think the city it will be a direct beneficiary to that. And again, I thank you and I thank staff and apologize for taking any of staff's money during these times, but I think it'll pay back in spades over time. So, Director Frace, did you have any comments that you wanted to express on this topic?
Yes, I do. I agree with everything the commission said. I think it was a really well-run conference. I think the topics, although they didn't have as many sessions as I've seen in the past, it seems like the quality of the topics were better than I've seen in the past. And I know I sat in with a lot of the commissioners on the sessions, and I think they were great. I think the point about, you know, the timing of getting there, I think, you know, the commission's right. This was the perfect time. You'd had a couple meetings in your belt, kind of had a taste for it, but you hadn't gotten too much into any routine. So this was a good time just to, you know, kind of open your eyes to all the issues that you'll have to deal with as things progress. And I really appreciated and enjoyed, you know, spending the time with the commission on Thursday and getting to know everybody a little bit better. So I think all in all that this is probably one of the best training sessions we've done with a planning commissioner over the years. And I, you know, really thank everybody for taking the time to go down there, because I know out of your personal life, you know, that 3 days is a pretty good commitment, the driving and everything else. So, you know, I really appreciate everybody's dedication and attendance.
Thank you. I'd like to follow that with...
Vegetable gardens is maybe welcome for a tomato challenge or something this year, a grow-off or some type of challenge. Come on. Anyone?
I'm more up to trade vegetables than I am to, like, have a vegetable contest.
What kind of incentives are you offering?
Just pride. Just
pride. Oh, very good. Commissioner Moreno? Oh.
The last time I drove by and saw, you know, those infamous boxes, if they do have those lead paint chips, toxic stuff, it's raining, people are obviously going over there and looking at it. I mean, is that just going to disintegrate and all the toxic lead chip paints are going to flow into the ground? I mean, what's... Last time I saw a couple weeks ago, they've been moved? Are you sure?
101 north of...
Just north of Traffic Way, going southbound. Like 2 weeks ago, I still saw them.
No, I didn't see them.
And you looked?
Yes, I did.
I'm very excited. Thank you.
So you've taken care of something.
All right. No more toxic paint chips wasting into the ground. Thank goodness.
Okay. Something else I'd like to compliment staff and the city on and thank them for, because, you know, timing is just... You know, it's almost everything. But after our league trip, then we had a special training session that we dealt with many other issues that we had not dealt with necessarily or had the opportunity to deal with them in a little more depth. And I'd like to... You let everyone know that, you know, when we started out, I started out with a training priority report, and we're just a little over half done on that as a result of the efforts that Director Frace has made earlier and with the league. And I've talked to Director Frace, and we're going to take on the Atascadero planning process. This will be our next training discussion, and so that we can kind of understand what goes on in the whole planning process from the time someone comes in and until the permits are issued. So we'll be moving forward on that. Also, I would like to ask the commission Anyone have, are you okay with that, Commissioner Ward?
Well, I'm okay with it. The subject of speaking slips, I've been to meetings where they have them, but I don't see where we have any problems here except when there's a contentious issue and there's a mob and everybody wants to speak, and I think we may have some better way of controlling it when there's a lot of people.
And there's some things that we can talk about along those, and that's why I want to put it on the agenda, because it's not agendized for tonight, so we can't really get into a discussion about it. It shouldn't take much time, and I think it would be beneficial. I'll bring some prepared handouts that we can talk about and go from there.
Good
idea.
So
if I could get a consensus, I'd appreciate it.
I'm just wondering procedurally how this will go forward. I like the idea. Would there be a staff report? You mentioned that you would have some handouts. Would there be some specific proposals? Is that what you anticipate?
Yes.
Or more of a
yes.
brainstorming session?
A combination of both. I have some ideas that I want to put forth to the commissioners, and then a discussion on that, and hitchhike on each other and come up with, and it may be that we don't want to change anything, but I think it's worth the discussion, particularly with the fact that we've got some rather large potential projects coming before us, and there may be some changes that would make sense for us to do. So that's why I'd like to put it on the agenda. Commissioner Benz?
Yes. My only comment, I support what you want to do, but I want to make sure that this commission doesn't try to do something that's not within our purview to do. It would be
exactly.
really easy to allow this to get out of hand and to create some damage to existing policies that the city council and or other commissions use. So I want us to be very sensitive to what it is that we think we might want to do.
That's a point well made, and I can assure you that what I'm talking about is more coming into line with some a couple of things that city council does.
Meetings and information that you have, and then we can discuss and see if we want to make those changes or not.
Very good. Thank you. Everyone else?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sturdivant, you
I was gonna say,
wanted to make
I,
a comment?
I echo what Commissioner Schmidt said. Let's talk about it and let's see what brainstorm, put some ideas together and see what comes out.
Yeah, it can't do anything but take a little of our time, and now's the time to do it while things are, we have a little extra time, because I can see the days coming where once the economy settles down and starts turning around and city council gets is able to get things moving more expeditiously, we're going to be very busy. So would that be possible, Director Frase?
Yes, I have it on my list, so we'll get that on a future agenda for you.
Thank you very much. And as well, and also the Atascadero planning process training?
Yes, I got both those.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all I've got. Has anybody else got anything?
I need to see the video.
Maybe you can get online and find it. There you go. Director Frase, do you have any particular reports you want to make tonight?
Just a couple quick items. Your next meeting's April 21st. We've got tentatively scheduled right now two general plan amendments. We're going to be looking at some cleanup work up there at the Del Rio specific plan area. The council, when they approved the specific plan, gave us direction to require master plans for all the surrounding commercial properties. So we're going to bring that back for the commission to review. Also, the city's considering the purchase of an access way to Stadium Park. That requires a general plan conformance determination, and we need to make a slight adjustment to the general plan map so that all the land use designations are correct for it. So we're going to put that on your agenda as well. So those will be on your next next meeting. update on a couple other just economic development type projects. The Big Lot store up at Mission Oaks is now open. They did a soft opening this weekend. They're doing their grand opening on April 17th in the morning at 9 o'clock. The Jack in the Box store over on West Front has broken ground. The foundation's formed up. They probably will pour that in the next week or so, so that one's moving ahead nicely. On the Walmart project, we have the EIR for or the RFP for the EIR is out, amendment to the subdivision and the elimination of the gas station. That was also approved, and that is scheduled for second reading at City Council next week as well. Second reading, because these are zoning ordinance changes, they actually have to, they need two approvals from the City Council. So the last meeting was what we call the first reading. Then at the next meeting, it has to come back for what they call the second reading, where it has to be approved again. That happens on consent and usually isn't controversial. After second reading, there's a state-mandated 30-day referendum period before these ordinances, because their laws go into effect. So it basically takes 45 days from the time the council first approves a zone change before it actually becomes effective. So just a little bit of zoning trivia for you. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much. Let's see. I think we're adjourned.